The statement was made, I didn't realize that the ambulance district listened in every call that came in, the ambulance district list, in case that they need to go out and then they act on it. So they've already got.
Yeah, we eavesdrop.
Medical calls.
To find out if it's ours, and then we'll pre-alert, send the truck out, and then eventually the call will get to us, and we'll get all the proper information.
But that's how you guys have, what is it, a 5 minute?
We're really, we try to get to a life-threatening call within 9 minutes, 90% of the time.
Okay.
And we do that in Branson, we're like 98% of the time we're there. County, it's more like 70%, but it does help.
The reason I'm talking about, if we can consolidate before this it happens, which probably can't happen, but it saves us $150,000, it looks like.
Was anything discussed at the meeting the other day when all the parties met about consolidating anyway?
I think basically we all still feel the same as we did before. I can speak for myself. I still feel that that's the best way to go. But the financial part of it is out of our hands.
Whose hands is it in?
It's in the commission's hands. It's in the city council's hands. That's not.
And then I'm assuming the board of ambulance district's hands.
Yes.
Yeah, I've gone down the road with them before. It's a couple of new people. But we're not against the consolidation. I mean, it makes sense on so many fronts. But the ambulance district is not we don't really have a dog in fight, necessarily. We have a very small part. It's the city and the county that are the two dogs.
The primary thing right now is what we really need to deal with right now. I mean, we do need to deal with the idea of the consolidation, and we do need to deal with that. Absolutely. And we do need to move forward with an idea about that. But right now we need to deal with whether or not we can move forward on something with this equipment issue.
My understanding is this has to be done in phases. Is that correct?
Yeah, you were asking about that 3 to 5 year, and we kind of got off track. I asked CenturyLink if they are willing or able to, and the board asked me to find out if they are able to even take payments or installments or however they're able to do that. They are looking into it.
We don't need to make payments.
I wasn't
what she's talking about is.
Go ahead.
We're not talking about payment plan. Go ahead.
That's why I didn't mean. We're talking about it's not going to just.
It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Put in one time.
No,
they've got to do it in steps.
Yeah, the phase you're looking at is the host equipment has to go in first, obviously, because mm-hmm. that's what serves everything. They'll be putting now. Berry County's will start first because they've already actually been moving forward with this, and they'll start putting some of the backroom equipment in our county. We won't even get the equipment. They're just putting the backroom equipment in. And then Barry, Dallas, and Dade are actually in the most need because of the things that are going on with them. So they're actually going to start in putting their position equipment in first. And then after those are done, then we'll decide who goes in after that. So
these upgrades kind of bring us up to, in case there's any legislative actions.
Yes, sir. Legislative-wise, that's it's still going on, but you talked about the word of consolidation. That is a big. We have been working on legislation because we need cellular phone funding. And part of the reason that the surcharge only applies to landlines, and Missouri is the only state in the union still left to doing that. We're still trying to work our way through legislation to get them to understand that. But at this point, we haven't got them to put anything on for a cell phone. But some of the other things that we've been asked over and over and over by senators and representatives is how many PSAPs do we need in this state? And do we have too many? And they know we have too many. And there's studies that are getting ready to be done about consolidation. And they'll present that back to the legislation, and they'll look at that and go, you know, do we need this many PSAPs? And how can we reduce those down? So this would And by putting this in place, what this is called, this is not a physical consolidation. This is called a virtual consolidation. You guys would technically be virtually consolidated with everybody in that group. And to go back some costs real quick, I know, Brandon, since you brought up about consolidation and saving the money and trying to do it right now, I don't think everything's in place to do it right now, but you need the equipment. Now, what could happen is consolidation, as it comes down the road, those maintenance costs through attrition, you lose some of that equipment, and your maintenance costs and your connectivity costs would drop again, because instead of paying for three connectivities, you'd have one connectivity, mm-hmm. which would come eventually. So if that'll maybe help you move it along as far as the equipment is concerned today, and then maybe keep the consolidation on the table and keep moving that forward. It's just going to take a little bit of time, because that's a big planning option to get that done. It took us about three to 5 years just to get all that lined up, just to get it to move on in Christian County. So
It shouldn't. It shouldn't take that long at all.
No, it shouldn't. And the only reason I say it took us that long is because we didn't have anybody else really to look at or to pull that information from. So, again, we'd be happy to help you with that if you want to look at that, because it's fairly straightforward now. To me, it is. I've been doing this 7 years now, so I can see how it's pretty straightforward to get done. So,
on the equipment, so how long, what's the lifespan of that equipment? Is it a cloud type?
It is a cloud type. Your equipment is just like anything else in the computer world. Your computers are good about 3 to 5 years maximum, but you're going to continue to pay that maintenance, and that there'll be some of that hardware you'd have to repurchase that, but the software and everything is all paid for, and it would be as long as you continue to pay the maintenance, which is necessary in today's world, especially with technology. You might as well just get used to paying the maintenance, because that's what's going to keep it up and running.
The last time we upgraded, it's been how many years?
Well, in the early 90s, I mean, that's when we put in the original system, when the original vote happened in 91.
Do any of the other PSAPs have newer equipment? Have you guys bought?
We've bought some equipment in the PSAPs. I mean, there's been equipment change, like hardware, yeah.
But the software itself is not an upgradable situation anymore. It's down to the point that most of the PSAPs, and I know we're doing it, and I think they may have, or CenturyTel, we're hoarding old computers and stuff in the event that something breaks with the old stuff, so you have something to replace it with, because you cannot buy this stuff to replace it now.
And when other counties have gone to new things, we're trying to piecemeal their stuff together, and
I think we did the same thing with voting equipment, didn't we, Ms. Neely? Didn't we do a similar thing with voting equipment? We were keeping some of our older stuff to fix the until we bought all new stuff.
If you're talking about the old punch card, as we did, we took from all other counties and had one machine built
to be able to.
Yeah, whereas today you're all kind of linked together as it is, but that's just a transfer in calls. Your backups, you get more out of this now because of and these counties. Let me just add this: you got these six counties that we're looking at right now, Webster, Greene, and Lawrence actually have already has this equipment. They have already done the upgrade. They have this equipment, which is actually advantageous to us because of them having that equipment, we can easily make connectivity to them, and we can transfer those calls around. The other redundant part about that, at least Taney County, this came up to me the other day, the sheriff's office, say his PSAP went down, and it went out for whatever reason. His people could get up, go over to Branson, or go down to TCA. They can sign right back into the equipment, and it will show up just exactly the way they had it over here.
Or you can go to Christian County.
Matter of fact, you can go to any of those counties within this hub. This is something we're getting started here because it's gaining more and more interest because, again, it saves the people a lot of money. So those three counties I just mentioned have that equipment already. But we also know that McDonald County, if we go all the way to the other end of the state, they have that equipment also. And Jasper County is potentially looking at doing an upgrade also. And because we have these hubs already in place, we can add counties on. And then it goes back to when we add counties on, they pay into their portion, which drops our maintenance costs and into some of our host equipment. So if we keep adding them, we can keep doing that.
So if we're in McDonald County and somebody calls 911, will it get transferred to McDonald County if they're signed in over there?
Yes. Yeah, once they sign in over there, they'll know it'll move. It'll basically, their profile will move with them. And they could take them. They could all, your Taney County dispatchers could be all the way to McDonald County, and the Taney County calls could get over there just as quick as they do today here.
If we had to evacuate for any reason.
What about radios and communication that way? Is that going to cause any problems if we start doing the consolidation, or is that the same issues we already have?
With the system we have now, with the most wing systems, if we've got reception, we can actually dispatch off of a handheld if needed. Okay.
But those are two completely separate. Yeah, this
I,
is,
I
this
know
is,
that.
Okay.
I know that. I'm just wanting to make sure it's not going to add to the issue.
Yeah, it's just another part of your another part of the planning for consolidations, where all the parties that sit down and go, okay, what does the sheriff's office have?
Branson has most.
What does Branson? Yeah, Branson has something different.
I believe you have the capability of dispatching the fire departments and everything up here, don't you?
Yeah, we got one more. We're not, the trucks are not.
Right.
We're the same way you guys are.
And essentially, technology the way it is today, because given Christian County, we dispatch everybody in the entire county, 14 different agencies, sheriff's departments include the fire departments. We just don't dispatch ambulance. That's from through the hospital. But the technology, again, it is today, they can have those disparate radio systems, and you can easily bring all that into one location. They could still operate fairly simply.
What you need right now is to know that we're willing to replace the brains.
Yeah.
Okay, if they start, CenturyTel starts on this, and we're right now, we've got eight people out here, I'll say. If we can, can they go ahead and get started, phase one, whatever, mm-hmm. will we have a little bit of time that all the parties can, if we can see, if we can get together with the cities, those players, to see if it's possible that we can consolidate before all the expenses put in the new.
The counties that are involved with this are pretty much directing the project. We were probably, more or less, Christian County is probably the project lead on that. So if we need to give Taney County some time for you guys to discuss that, we can even put you guys at the tail end of this so that there could be time for that discussion to happen and see where it goes from there.
I think that's why you're asking about if it was being done in phases.
Yeah. The phases are kind of self-directed by us, except we did focus in on the counties that are in more need than the rest of us, which is why Dayton, Dallas have come up first. They're smaller counties. They need the equipment more than the rest of us do at this point. And Barry County was already, they were way ahead of us as far as working this. So they're kind of, that's the first phase. But honestly, the rest of that, we kind of control when that starts. So if you want to do it that way, we can.
We're already the last county to commit to this.
More or less.
We are the last county to commit to it, but they basically, all the other counties wanted to make sure, and CenturyLink, wanted to make sure that the commission, they've already got the board knowing that the board.
I said this is the first time it's been presented to us, so.
Right. Right. Okay. But, and the board has been updated along the way and on the project. They just need to know that you are behind the project and know that, and have the approval that you want them to go ahead and are behind the project and are.
I'm going to look at these guys and ask. I mean, you for it? You for it? For it?
We've looked at several other systems in the same type of deal, and the cost of the county, the one-time cost on them, was over $1 million.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And this is
considerably. Yeah.
And that was just our county.
That was just us. As far as the funding for it, is it going to come out of each? Are we going to put up for our PSAP and the city put up for their PSAP and ambulance put up for theirs? And then
we've been waiting to find out what our cost would be.
Okay.
I wasn't able to make the last meeting. My life has been somewhat hectic lately.
Can't imagine why.
So I even don't know today what our cost would be.
And that has yet to be established. That's
depends on who's Matthew.
That's part of this whole process also.